This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, final segment that I'm with you here. Owen Schroyer filling in. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, God willing. I'm sure Alex Jones will be filing reports as he is on the road on vacation, a working vacation as usual. And Anthony Cumia is going to take over on the other side of this segment. But I wanted to cover this story real quick. And I have to tell you, I tried to do as much research into this to discover how much, if any, credit President Trump deserves for this story. And I got to be honest, they don't. It's tough to get this intelligence. But the story was covered everywhere. Remarkable therapy beats terminal breast cancer. So this woman for years has been told that she is going to die from this breast cancer. It was terminal. At one point, she was even given 3 months to live. But then the U.S. National Cancer Institute decided to go ahead and try some experimental therapy on her. And now it says it has saved her life and beaten the cancer. Now, I was able to discover that they used this therapy on two others and they didn't make it. However, this was a first round of the experimental therapy where they basically just take your own immune cells and just at rapid and heavy doses, put those back into your body to fight it, and they turned out to be successful. So they can try to repeat this and master this, and this is all possible with President Trump bringing about the experimental technology. But I did a Google search, and I searched this story and everything. Of the hundreds of articles that are covering this woman's miraculous recovery from cancer with the experimental therapy, you know how many even mentioned Trump giving out the right to now have the experimental therapy, the experimental treatment on you with the right to try? Zero. I found that incredible, but let's go to the news report of this woman beating cancer with the experimental therapy.
Experimental treatment for breast cancer that has saved a woman's life. Dr. John LePoux calls it a game changer.
They say into each life, a little rain must fall.
Rain's coming. Big rain.
For 52-year-old Judy Perkins, it's been a monsoon.
I had a mastectomy. I had all my lymph nodes out 10 years later, 2013.
Which is what they want you to do.
Another lump on the same side, and this time it ended up being stage 4. So I entered the world of cancer patients.
See, pause it right there. See, isn't that amazing? Here she is talking about two therapies that everybody uses, the mastectomies, the chemos, hardly ever works, horrible success rate in the long term. Then Trump releases the experimental surgeries, and you think it's a coincidence that now it's working? Let's go back to the clip.
Patient.
Despite hormonal and chemotherapy, by 2015, the cancer had spread to her chest and liver.
I came to realize that I was going to die, and that's where my mind was. You know, I felt bad for my family, but I was grateful for the life I had had.
But then she found Dr. Steven Rosenberg at the National Institutes of Health.
Okay, so we're looking at lymphocytes.
He's a pioneer in harnessing the immune system to fight cancer. Genetic mutations in the cancer cell are the trigger causing those cells to grow out of control. Rosenberg's new approach is to find the few immune cells already in the body that can see those genetic mutations and multiply those cells into an army of cancer killers.
And so, this is how you find the needle in the haystack.
Again, here's a lady who has been saved by experimental cancer treatment. Again, whether or not you pull the video down. You don't need to credit Trump with this because this is something that perhaps was being worked on before, but how do you not mention, I'm telling you, hundreds of stories covering this, zero mention President Trump signing the right to try, which is going to bring more treatments and more therapies like this to the light and is going to save millions of people in the long aggregate. And he doesn't even get mentioned in one story covering this successful experimental therapy beating cancer. They will not even mention Trump's name with good news ever.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Hello there. Hi, everybody. Anthony Cumia in InfoWars.com. In for Alex Jones, who is on assignment. I was wanting to say that. I don't know where he is. He's on vacation, I guess. Alex's run-in with Bernie Sanders was hilarious. Hilarious. He sees him at the airport. What does he say? He goes, "Hey, look, it's old Bernie Sanders." old Bernie Sanders. I'm dying watching it. It's hilarious. He's just standing there at the airport. And Bernie just looks clueless. He looks clueless.
Oh, what was that?
Look at Bernie. That's the face of somebody that comes face to face with Alex Jones at the airport. You're just like, oh, God. Hey, look, it's old Bernie Sanders. Old Bernie Sanders. I was laughing. Hilarious. Goddamn Alex. Gotta love it. I don't know. Bernie pops up in the news every so often. And he on Twitter, social media, he's there all the time trying to give his platform and what he thinks the country should be, how he thinks we should all behave, you know, typical communist ideology. And just go away. Aren't we at the point, 500, I guess we're 500 and a few more days into Trump's presidency, for Trump's presidency, and there's still Hillary. There's still Bill Clinton. They're still out there. Bernie Sanders is still yapping. Do we really need to hear from these people anymore? Go away. And I hear from, believe me, my friends and people who have a similar ideology to myself, they say, good, good. Let them talk. Because all they're doing is bringing more people over to our team. They're so irrelevant. They, this high and mighty, attitude, the pandering. That's one thing I swear to you. Pandering by politicians, celebrities, what have you on social media drives me nuts. Especially when it's blatantly obvious. The likes of a Kathy Griffin. She put out a tweet after Roseanne got fired for her tweet. And they canceled the new very popular Roseanne show. We all know that. But then she tweets. What the hell did Kathy Griffin tweet? Something like, hey, there's so many writers and actors of color. And those are the people that should be giving the chance to do shows. And I'm reading it just going, ugh. Do you have to be so ham-handed at your pandering to people? And, of course, Kathy Griffin's another one that, because of her leftist ideology, got a pass. She got a pass. Oh, we all remember the holding up the bloody head thing. that outraged a lot of people. There it is. Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son, Baron, are having a hard time with this. Sick. That's what happened when the severed head of Donald Trump, of course, fake one, albeit, but it was quite disturbing to a lot of people. And she got a little slap on the wrist. I guess she wasn't able to hang out with Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve, which just sounds like a treat right there. She wasn't able to do that. She got that gig canceled. A bunch of other gigs got canceled. But then under a year later, she's back selling out venues here in New York City, where I am, the Radio City Music Hall. She's playing Radio City Music Hall. She gets to enjoy the rest of her career with a little speed bump, maybe, when she initially did that. But then the likes of people like Louis C.K., who, if you ask me, you know, look, we could all look at our own sexual deviancy and say, all right, we all have different things that might float our boat. For Louis C.K., it was apparently pleasuring himself in front of young ladies. So he did that a decade ago in Aspen, and it was consensual. The girls kind of sat there and chuckled. Not my cup of tea for what floats my boat, but he did that. And 10 years later, these girls lose their mind. They say they were affected by it, this, that, the other thing. And Louis C.K. is in exile. He is in entertainment exile. One of the funniest guys I know. He's hilarious. A good guy. I've known him and hung out with him a few times with the Opie and Anthony show a few years back. Just a guy. And he's in exile because of the Me Too movement and all that. It all depends on what side politically you are attached to. And that will dictate whether your life is utterly and completely destroyed or whether you're able to just say some phony apology like Kathy Griffin did. And then come back, withdraw your apology, and you're selling out places like Radio City Music Hall. If people don't see this, if their eyes aren't open enough to see that there is a horrific double standard, and mind you, I don't want anyone fired. I am a free speech absolutist. I think whatever you say, especially in the realm of comedy, fair game. If you're expressing yourself, no matter how vulgar some people find it, how offensive some people find it, I personally don't think you should be fired from your job. I don't think expressing yourself through freedom of speech or freedom of expression should result in your career ending for anybody. I don't care where you fall in the political spectrum. But the left apparently just loves destroying careers and moving on to the next one, like a swarm of locusts. For a day, they land on somebody, pick them clean, and then move on to the next thing. And if you don't think it's politically motivated and that some people are much more equal than others, and that certain people really, really have the reins of mainstream media, entertainment, television broadcasting, it really, you have to be blind not to see it. Hollywood itself is a zoo. It's a zoo. They preach to us about our sexuality, how we have to rein in our what do they call it? Toxic masculinity. Oh my God. I saw a stupid tweet by Chelsea Clinton the other day. And by stupid tweet, I mean anything the girl ever tweets is a stupid tweet. But she's saying about her son. She goes, I'm raising my son. Talk about pandering. I'm raising my son as a feminist. And this tweet was yesterday, the anniversary of D-Day, the Day of Days, the invasion of Normandy during World War II. And that mindset of those men, there's a great shot of General Eisenhower addressing the men in England before they are to hit those boats and go over and most probably die or be horribly injured. And then she's talking, I want to raise my son as a feminist. Washington, Hollywood, they're all mental patients. Because if you think for a second, there it is. You think for a second that those men standing there watching their general address them before what would probably amount to be the most horrid day in their lives, thought that years and years later we'd be talking about raising our men as feminists, gender fluidity, raising children, boys as girls. I don't know if they'd get on the boats. I don't know if they would have got on that landing craft thinking that that's what they'd be preserving. Instead of, you know, what we apparently thought back then, freedoms that are allowed us in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Just insanity. We'll get into more of Hollywood's madness in a couple of seconds. Stay right there. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
Yes, thank you. We are back. Infowars.com. Anthony Cumia with you. And a little more about Hollywood, because Hollywood, mental patients, they're crazy. They're losing their minds. I didn't think this hissy fit would last this long. But now I'm convinced it will last until Donald Trump walks across that lawn, gets in that helicopter, and leaves office after his second term. So they're going to be going through what is an eight-year hissy fit. They're losing their minds. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down. I enjoy it. Most of my Twitter follows, people that I follow on Twitter, are what I call a hate follows. I love reading things that upset me. I don't know why. Maybe I'm mental. But I'll tell you what. When I sit there and scroll through the tweets of Alyssa Milano, John Cusack, Cher, Rosie O'Donnell, Bette Midler, these are all people I follow just to get angry, just to get worked up. And I revel in their insanity and their sadness. I enjoy that part of it. Let's look at John Cusack first. Left-wing actor, that's putting it mildly. John Cusack calls for a coup against President Trump. Hit the streets. Is this allowed? I don't know. I know we have certain freedoms in this country, but I know there are certain things that are not covered. Is calling for a coup against the president and telling people to hit the streets? Cusack was a big star in the 80s and 90s. Now he has a reputation for being a far-left moonbat, a moonbat, who enjoys blocking conservatives on Twitter. Thank God my account has been suspended or permanently suspended three times. So I'm on a new account that he hasn't blocked yet because, again, I revel in this nonsense. Recently, however, he said some things he may come to regret. Actor John Cusack embarked on Twitter rant Tuesday night in which he called for the American people to stage an overthrow of President Donald Trump's presidency over the immigration policy. What did he say? During his tirade, Cusack called Trump ill, deranged, and dangerous. They, whenever they come out with stuff like this, because O'Donnell does this all the time, too. Rosie does this all the time, calls him a mental patient. And then she proceeds to post things that are absolutely insane. And suggested to the people that they take to the streets where civil disobedience occurs. So I guess he's telling people to riot. I don't know. Go out there, take the streets, hit the streets, and try to overthrow the president of the United States. If it was anybody but John Cusack, we might have to worry. I don't know how many people he influences these days. Perhaps he could get in front of the White House and hold up the big boombox. There he is. He could hold up the big boombox in front of the White House until Trump comes out, calls him an obscenity, and walks back in his house. Because Trump could care less what the likes of John Cusack has to say. But it is this whole wave of celebrities speaking out against the president and calling him a mental patient and saying that he's deranged and he's a racist and his immigration policy is illegal. And they never seem to be actors or actresses on at the top of their game, let's say. They're never those. When you look at another one, Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano has been on this, of course, the Me Too movement. She was fine and dandy before the Me Too movement started. You rarely heard anything out of her stupid yap. But now, you know, she found another mission in life. She's in her 40s, I guess. And I guess, you know, the roles kind of dry up for a woman in her 40s that was known for just showing her breasts on television. After Who's the Boss, she did some movies that, what was it? Oh, Alyssa Milano's in that. When you heard Alyssa Milano was in a movie, did you think, oh, wow, I think I'm going to see an Oscar-winning performance? No, you said, I think I'm going to see her huge breasts on the screen. And maybe that's why you watched it. So those roles dry up. And then she decides she's going to be an activist. They all turn into activists. Who's that other nut that co-starred with her on that show, Charmed? What was her name?
Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan. Rose McGowan's another kook. They just lose their minds. The second the phone stops ringing from their agent with roles where they can show their breasts, they turn into activists. It's ridiculous. So, there are unbelievable amounts of pictures of Alyssa Milano with Harvey Weinstein, by the way. And those stories were no big secret. Everyone in Hollywood knew Harvey Weinstein was a predator. Did they say anything? No, of course not. Why? Harvey Weinstein got people work. Good work. Made a lot of people a lot of money. And until the jig was up and he was cast out, everyone kept their mouths shut. Alyssa Milano wasn't saying anything about Harvey Weinstein until everyone was saying something about Harvey Weinstein. And then you put a hashtag, Me Too, or some other nonsense, and you're an activist. So she's doing a lot with the, remember the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment back in the 70s? This was women that wanted equal rights. There was still certain things that were strictly for men. And women weren't really welcome. That all changed during the 70s and 80s. And women now have every single right that everyone else in this country has. Whether you're a minority, as long as you're an American citizen, you have these inalienable rights. Women have them. Minorities have them. Men have them. We all have them. So what the hell is she talking about? Well, let me tell you a little something about equality. Equality stinks. No one that has fought for equality for decades wants equality. Because once they get there, they realize it stinks. What is equality? Well, people can make fun of you. People can ignore you. People don't have to pay attention to you. You're not special anymore. You're equal. You're just like everyone else. Well, when people realize that, they don't stop. Now they've reached equality. No, you want to be special. Everyone that fought for equal rights doesn't want that. They want to be special. Whether you're a feminist, whether you're an immigrant, or sexuality, you know, you're gay, you want to be special. Because equality means you're just like everyone else, and that's boring. And you can't be flamboyant, and you can't demand things. You just sit on the train on your way to work, just like everyone else, and you're not special. Well, no one likes the sound of that. So they go above and beyond equal, and that's what they want. So when you hear people wanting equal rights, we all have it. We'll be back in a matter of moments to talk about the great and powerful Donald Trump. Be right back. Anthony Comey, InfoWars.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
He's a bully and he's a bitch.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
And he can suck my
He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any other day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Kiss my mother ass, you bitch, punk, sucker.
Pointing what appears to be a water gun, the image of President Donald Trump projected on a whiteboard, art teacher Pale Modi has now been seen by countless viewers across the internet.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
You are not
He's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
Pictures and video depicting comedian Kathy Griffin holding the bloody decapitated head of President Trump are no joking matter for the Secret Service.
The rhetoric that has inspired the violence has come from the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
They're involved in the coup, an active attempt to start a bloody civil war.
Last chance, super summer sale, free shipping, and up to 50% off your favorite products. We're dropping the prices of all Powerhouse products while providing free shipping to help you gear up for the summer. Now's the time to take advantage of these incredibly low prices on fan favorite supplements, gear, and more with free shipping while supporting the InfoWar. X2 Bio True Selenium, the combo, 50% off with free shipping. Brainforce Plus, 50% off, free shipping. The Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off, free shipping. Silver Bullet, 50% off, free shipping. Alpha Power, 50% off, free shipping. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off, free shipping. DNA Force Plus, 50% off, free shipping. Floralife products, 50% off, free shipping. InfoWars Life Select, 1 year, 6 month, 3 month food supply, 50% off, also free shipping. Immune Wall, 50% off, free shipping. And, of course, Pollen Block, 50% off, free shipping. There you go. Take care of yourself. My God, that video montage at the top of this segment. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it fantastic that they have just lost their minds? They fantasize about killing the president of the United States. They've done this since day one. They've done it since the announcement of his candidacy. And then once he was elected and then inaugurated, we saw people literally crying in the streets. And then these maniacs come out and have these fantasies of assassinating the president. What? Could you even? And I've said this so many times, and I know so many people are sick of hearing it, because it's a blatantly obvious hypocrisy that we look at. But could you imagine, flip that around, and have this fantasy recordings, plays in Central Park, and films made that depicted Barack Obama being killed? Like that was something that the entertainment world embraced and just put out there? You couldn't imagine the wrath that would be laid out to these people that would have done something like that. But with Donald Trump, it's just, I mean, remember years ago when a little, like a reticle from a scope, crosshairs, were put in a picture or an article and people would lose their minds? You're saying that person should be killed. You're inspiring assassins and murderers. And then this, it's just blatant. It's right out there. It's not even up for debate what it is. They fantasize about murdering the president of the United States. They're mental patients. And for what? Honestly, for what? Some of Trump's statements? Things he said when he was an entertainer on television? Things he said years and years ago, decades ago, he's proven that he's an effective president of this country, an outstanding economy. Oh, my God, are we chugging along? Unemployment, all-time lows, just record lows. They're having a hard time finding people to fill the amount of jobs that are available in this country. Today, we saw the guy, first of all, is a workhorse. It's unbelievable. Yesterday, again, on the anniversary of D-Day, he signs a bill giving our veterans the ability to get the medical care they need outside of VA doctors. If they have something they need immediate attention for, they're able to get it. it's, and then the next day, today, he's meeting with the leader of Japan to talk about the upcoming Korea summit, which is happening next Tuesday. Who's against this? Who's complaining about this president? It seems like every other day he's actually doing something that is having a real effect. He doesn't get up and make these speeches of promises that just never come to fruition. He's doing stuff. And the left cannot take it. And some people on the right. He is showing people. He has ripped the cover off of politicians and what they have been doing, just bamboozling everybody for decades upon decades. They get elected on promises. They do nothing. They immediately try to get reelected to continue doing nothing. And we've just thought that was how it works. How the hell are the American people going to look at a president after Trump is done that gets up to a podium and starts that politis speech thing? We as a nation need to come together so we may, and I like all that phoniness. I like when Trump goes, yeah, and we have a lot more people on the border. When they come over, get them out. Get them the hell out. He's standing, it's the president at his podium saying, get them the hell out. Like a real human being, he's talking. Are you actually going to be able to watch a politician stand at a lectern and just BS us the way that it had been done for decades? I don't know. I'm not going to be able to watch that and actually take the person seriously. And as far as getting things done, that Obama worked on that Obamacare. It was his entire two terms. His entire two terms to try to get one thing done. And when it finally was done, it was terrible. That and the Iran deal, which we all know how horrible that is. And we're finding out on a daily basis how much more horrible that deal was. Apparently, Obama opened up our entire financial system to the Iranians, just saying, yeah, come on in. Like they're going to play it honestly. And that was kept quiet by Obama and John Kerry. That was a little inside deal that I don't believe Congress even knew about. So that's all going to come. Yeah, look at this. Obama administration gave Iran secret access to U.S. financial system. This is criminal stuff. And then what is Obama, Trump doing? Signing a bill to allow terminally ill patients experimental drugs? Who's against that? Securing our borders against invaders? People that aren't legally coming in here? Getting people that have crossed over illegally the hell out, like he said? Asia. I mean, he's sparked up relationships with North Korea, China, Japan in a way where they're actually talking about peace on the Korean Peninsula for the first time since the Korean War. It's astounding. And then you listen to Pelosi and Warren and the rest of them, Schumer, and all you hear about is we're running on the platform of raising your taxes, opening the borders. It's like a madhouse. Who's voting for them? I guess we'll see in the midterms. Be back in a second. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
I like that song. Welcome back, Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.com. You can catch me, of course, on CompoundMedia.com Monday through Thursday at 4 p.m., 4 to 6. I was thinking about the time I get off. 4 to 6. Thank you. Did you see the Bill Clinton's interview? Bill Clinton's interview, and they asked him about Monica Lewinsky and all that hubbub. And I found it sad. I found it sad, and not for the content, really. He still, all these years later, he's skirting around. He's still Slick Willie. He's a little slower in his step, but he's still Slick Willie. Won't really fess up to things. Won't really apologize. And in 2018, this hashtag Me Too movement, he's just a dinosaur. He's really a dinosaur. He is the definition of workplace sexual harassment. He's a guy that had literally the most power on the face of the earth. You cannot find anyone on this planet more powerful than Bill Clinton when he held office of the President of the United States. Going after a White House intern. A White House intern. That is as sexually harassing somebody as you can get. And for some reason, feminists just adore this guy. And when Hillary was running, of course, we remember when she was running for president, they didn't utter a peep about her sticking up for her husband, bad-mouthing the women that alleged sexual harassment at the very least, some alleging rape from Bill Clinton. But it wasn't quite the content of the interview. We see him a lot of times. We see him on the news. He's waving. But we rarely get to hear him these days. And I remember, like, remember Bill back in the old days with the finger and the whole, let me tell you, I come from a little town named Hope. And it was like he was just, yeah, then and now. And now he was sitting there like, I apologize to Monica Lewinsky. It's like living with Hillary ages you in dog years. Like she just sucks. Maybe that machine on her back that she's covering up in 90 degree weather with a coat and a scarf. Maybe that's something that just sucks the life out of people around her. So when her knee goes bad and she falls down, or when her balance is off and she collapses, she could just suck it out of people. It's an alien technology. I have no idea. I'm speculating, of course, but it was a little sad. I would be remiss in my duties here on Infowars.com if I didn't tell you about something in the technical world that is invading your privacy. We knew this all the time. We love carrying around our tracking devices, whatever brand you pick, iPhone, Samsung, whatever it is, we can't leave without our tracking device on a daily basis. Could you imagine when I was growing up, if someone told me, yeah, we're going to have a device that listens to your conversations, you carry it around with you, it could track where you are, where you're going, where you've been. All that information will be available to law enforcement. And you'd go, get out of here. I'm not allowing that. Allowing that. They figured out a way where if we leave our tracking device at home, we will turn around to pick it up and take it with us. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. There's no implanting of a chip. No government agent comes to your door. Open up. I'm here to implant the tracking chip in your arm. No, that's nuts. Now, slowly, they build up this device over the course of the years where you can't be without it. You want to have it. You want the tracking device because it's so convenient. And you have to do important things like show everyone a picture of your lunch. So you perish the thought. You leave your house without your show people a picture of my lunch machine, which also is a tracking device. Well, this came out. Your phone is listening, and it's not paranoia. And it's also not only when you say Siri or Google, okay, Google, or hey, Siri. Other apps on your phone, which you download, and then a little thing comes up, and it says, would you like to give this app permission to maybe see what your location is? And you go, sure, I'll give it that. Would you like to activate your microphone? That's the one. Would you like this app to be able to use your microphone? It's like, well, I have to talk to it, so I guess sure. Well, there it is. While things like Siri and Google tell you, by the way, that you have to say those trigger words before it starts listening to your conversation, which I don't believe in for a second. But these other apps will just turn on whenever the hell they damn well please. They can't even tell you what the trigger words are. that will turn the device's mic on and send that information to a third-party app, which then in turn can sell it to whoever the hell they please, or maybe even give it to law enforcement. And the old adage of, well, if I did nothing wrong, why should I worry about what I'm saying? Because the definition of what you did wrong is so different in 2018 than maybe it was even a few years ago. A political affiliation, an ideology, is now wrong. And those things, as we have seen, can absolutely be used against you to destroy your career, your reputation, maybe even your relationships, of course. But your phone is listening to you. From time to time, snippets of audio go back to these other apps, like Facebook, by the way. They go back to those servers, and there's no official understanding of what the triggers are. Whether it's timing or location-based or usage of certain functions, it's spying on you. This thing you cannot go a day without is literally spying on you and sending that information off to you don't even know who. A little scary. Everything that invades, every technology that invades our privacy on a daily basis is presented to you as a convenience. It will always be a convenience. Don't think that, like I said, an agent of this shadowy government is going to knock on your door and ask you for some of your liberties and freedoms. It doesn't work that way. Easy Pass was something that, remembering waiting online to throw change into a basket or hand it to some doofus behind some glass while the traffic is backed up for miles. And then it's like, well, we got this thing. You put it in your car, and now you just zoom right through. It's convenient. You want one, right? Sure I do. Well, what's it doing? Tracking where you've been, where you're going, when you went there. It could be used in divorce cases, criminal cases, all of it. So you gave up a liberty. You gave up a privacy for the ability to not be in a line for a length of time. And that, again, no one knocked on your door. You did it voluntarily. Things like OnStar are the same thing. You don't think for a second that you have to say or push a button or say, hey, OnStar, and it starts listening to you? Why? Because they told you that? Because they told you that? It's like when the news tells you the most trusted team in news. Who's telling you that? This team. Well, how am I supposed to believe that? Because we're saying it. And when they tell you they're not listening to you, why would you believe it? And I'm just as guilty. I brought one of those Alexa units in my house. It was answering things that weren't being said. It was talking back to the television, which is also listening to me. All of these devices now are spying on us. And whether it's for some nefarious, weird, globalist plan, or it's just to sell your information to retailers, it's still spying on you. And it's infringing on your privacy. And we all do it voluntarily because it's convenient. Because it's handy. Thank you. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com. You can catch me on Compound Media. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia,
and the next stock super boom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.